Proclamation number 8723 of 12th of January, 1964. Confessing before the world in the final battle of faith. Again and again you will be given information where you still move in wrong thinking, where you still do not possess the right light, where you still lack truth. And there are always areas which only the spirit in you can open up for you, because intellect results are unprovable and therefore also often change. But the spirit will guide you into all truth, as I have promised you. If you now assume that my opponent is superior to me in power, because he is very obviously active in the last time and achieves far greater successes than I in the fight for the souls of men, then you still think wrong, because his power is alone the result of your free will. So you could rather say that you are stronger than I because I do not touch your free will but also know about the outcome of everything that you men still do in association with the Prince of Darkness until the end. And therefore I give him a new free reign, but none of you will triumph, but you will have to bear the dreadful consequences of the evil because my power nevertheless then sets him when the measure of my opponent is exceeded. The adversary exceeds his authority. Only the deeply believing person will know about the correlations and, despite all external appearances, steadfastly believe in my love, wisdom and power. All others will doubt a God of love and strength because they can follow the conduct of him who is against me and against all faith. And it will also require a strong faith to stand firm in this time because the goings-on of the adversary will assume proportions that let him be recognized very clearly. But men keep their eyes closed and are willing to him what he also demands from them. So then the faith struggle will break out. And that is the time, which is announced in word and script, the time when you have to openly confess before the world for me or for him. And this open confession I demand from you, and you will then not be able to say that an inward acknowledgement of myself is enough, because I myself have said to you, whoever confesses me before the world, him I will also confess before the Father. And this is only ever to be understood in such a way that you must openly stand up for me when this decision is demanded of you. It is the last, certainly very difficult test of faith, but which my own will also pass, for they will also draw the strength from me. They will therefore take all adversity upon themselves because they stand in truth and know what it is all about. But those who have no living faith, who do not belong to the church which I myself founded on earth, their faith will fail, they will not stand firm when an open confession is demanded of them, they will deny me, and they will not be able to excuse themselves with the fact that they believe in me in their heart, for only this open confession will give the human being the strength to persevere until the end. It will stamp them as my own, whom I myself will fetch into the kingdom of peace. And all of you will have to muster this courage of confession if you also want to receive the highest price for it. To live on the new earth in happiness and peace, where no suffering and no fear oppresses you anymore. And also everyone will muster this courage of confession who has reached living faith and truth through a life of love, while the dead Christians will fail, even if they hold high and highest offices in church organizations, but which are nevertheless more worldly oriented and represent false doctrines and therefore muster no power to resist. And then the work of my adversary will certainly come to light openly, and men will doubt the power of a God because that power appears far stronger. However, only a small flock will remain loyal to me, and that is why the end has also irrevocably come. For the majority of people are devils who no longer have the right to revive the earth, who will be plunged into the deepest depths again and will have to start their path of development upwards again there, because redemption is no longer possible in any other way. And you men are therefore also to move in this in right thinking. You are to know that also this is a conscious deception through my opponent when he wants to make you believe that an inner confession to me is enough when the decision is demanded of you. You must be open and clear and confess me before the world, otherwise you will fail in the lost battle on this earth. Amen.